Lord bless you all. Big difference, isn't it? And all you folks listening in, Lord bless you too. It's nice to come into service and feel the presence of the Lord. I've noticed it over the last, quite a while, quite a few months. It's a good atmosphere, and that's really good. So you fellas must have prepared, prayed up, so we say, before you get to church, and when you get here, the Lord here waiting for us. So let's continue with it. Let's receive what he has for us. Shall we commence our service by singing 445, O glory be to God, shall we stand as we sing. Think about that, the word praise, and how we thank the Lord and how gracious he is and all these lovely things, and yet we don't have enough words to explain it to our Lord how we feel. But you know, I believe when we do get there, when we stand on the other shore, I'll praise him o'er and o'er, and we certainly wish to do that, and he'll have the words for us to say that'll be more satisfying, I believe, than what we know down here. Let's sing number 438. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he hath done great things, he has done great things. He's certainly done great things. In my case, it's because he first loved me, called my name, wrote it down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he's going to see me through. That's a pretty great thing in my book, and I'm sure he's done the same for all you that are here praising him today. Let us just pray. Lovely Lord Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, Almighty God, the one and only God, the creator of heavens and earth, of the animals, of the weather, of the birds, of us folks. We love you, Lord, and we want to say thank you. We can't pay for what you've done. We can't earn it. But you went and did those great things in our lives, and just hold us in our heart, deep down, that we are one of his. A son and a daughter of God wherever we are. Lord, we just pray for the folks that are out there on the listening in on the CDs and the internet, Lord, and bless them in their time of listening, uplift them, cause them to be glad that they're tuned in. You love them like you love us, Lord, and the day is coming, and it may not be very far away, where we'll never part. We love you, Lord. We just love your presence. To feel the Holy Spirit just move in this auditorium and on the airwaves to the folks that are listening. And Lord, just be with those that aren't here yet or may not be able. Whatever the need is, Lord, we ask a blessing upon them. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. 436, I can never tell how much I love him. I can never tell how much I love him. I can never tell his love for me. For it passeth human measure, like a deep unfathomed sea. His redeeming love in Christ my Savior, in my soul the heavenly joys begin. And I live for Jesus only, since the fullness of love shone in. I can never tell how much I love him. I can never tell his love for me. For it passes human measure, like a deep unfathomed sea. His redeeming love in Christ my Savior, in my soul the heavenly joys begin. And I live for Jesus only, since the fullness of his love shone in. Amen. You know, when he loves you full time, all the time. You don't have a love even from your wife or husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, and just say, well, today I'm not going to have that love. It's there anyway, whether you feel like it or not. The love's still there. And our love can be for someone, and even though we've had a dispute, the love is still there. That's God-given, I believe. Let's sing 209. I've wandered far away from home. Now I'm coming home.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming.
Just thinking about that song, it sings right through it, coming home, and even the last line of the chorus, Lord, I'm coming home. You know, we don't announce that we're coming because He's coming for us, and we've had to make that decision way back or right now. It's no too late to say, I'm coming home, Lord. He's already coming. We need to be ready. Let's, the next one we'll have is number 204. What a day that will be is the chorus, but I'm not sure about the start of the hymn. So, but Brother Tim, the sisters are going to sing an item after this, so if you can have the mics for us, thanks.
No more pain.
We have our luncheon as usual today. Not that any strangers here. So, and 1 p.m. service this afternoon. And then on Tuesday we have our prayer meeting as usual, for which all are invited. Thank you, my sisters. Got a mansion just over the hilltop. Been talking to a number of people the last few weeks about that mansion. Let them know that there is one that could be for them if they just make themselves available. Because God's done his bit, it's just up to us to do ours. Let's sing number 200. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to call this happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? Promised land. O'er all those wide extending plains shine eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns, scattered light. I am bound for the promised land. Bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? Bound for the promised land.
Sing number 136, They Were in the Upper Chamber.
They were in the upper chamber, one accord, ascended and was promised by our power just now.
does everyone. Amen. Well, we have prayer time. Just remember the Greek man in Gisborne, the name's Nick, who knows he's been healed by the Lord. Just pray for him for salvation if he should need it. I think he would be in that category. And there's Ken Boyer, the pastor at Calgary, who's diagnosed with a brain tumour. Well, the Lord's our healer. So just bless them and heal them. And thank you from Brother Paul Frangos. Do we have any prayer requests here locally? Any signified by raised hand at all? Any unspoken ones? Okay. Just let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you. We don't do this as part of the rules that we do. It's time to pray. But we do pray because we have compassion upon whom we're praying for. And we know without doubt that you are the healer. You are the uplifter. You are the comforter. You are the one that's been through it all. Lord, we just think what you did for us on the cross of Calvary and all that torture that you took that we couldn't stand, and eventually you couldn't either. They killed you. But Lord, you did it not for yourself, but for us. We acknowledge that, Lord. We stand by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray with feeling, knowing that it's not just some casual request. We think of those folks there listening in. Wherever they are hearing this service, bless them. No doubt they have a request before you that we can't hear, but you do. Doesn't matter whether they're in a car, in a sitting room, or whatever situation they are at. Uplift them, Lord, as you will. You don't miss anything. You even know what we're going to pray for. And you just don't wait for when we say it. You already know. But we give gratitude and our love back to you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. You're very real in our heart. And for those that haven't got that yet, don't feel that presence of the Lord. Lord, you can help them. Help them to see that you are God, the one and only God. Bless them wherever they are. Bless those people we read out about, Lord, and whoever else is in need, and what we prayed for on Tuesday night prayer meeting, bless them. And for those that aren't here in service, I don't know the reasons why, I don't need to, but Lord, we pray for them. We pray also, Lord, for the folks that could be here that have decided not to be here. Bless them too. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we're very grateful for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Amen. Let's just sing one more, then Brother Howard will come. Let's sing number 41. Noah had drifted on the flood many days. Shall we stand as we sing? Noah had drifted many days, land in various ways. He had some, but not from above. God gave. God sent his future. Seated.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful? What a glorious day we have. And yesterday was good too, Sister Anna. Spot on. The Lord is good. And it's good to be in his house. And we should never avoid being in the house of God. And before I go any further, I want to bring greetings to you from Brother Brad Burgess of Louisville, Kentucky. He rang me yesterday. Sends his love to you all. And he's trying to coach me to go there at Easter next year, but I said I haven't made any decisions yet because we've got the Adelaide Convention as well. And we'd have a convention here too if we had the manpower. We need forces. So maybe if the Lord adds to our number, we can run a convention without much problem. We've had a lot of practice. But we just thank God that we're here. And Brother Lee's talking about those on the internet. There are a lot of people on the internet that listen to the service, even as we speak. There we are. So they may not be here, but they're with us in spirit.
Amen.
I've heard some get up early in the morning, early hours of the morning, to catch the service. I just heard Sister Paulette Mocklin down Levin saying it's all she fellowships on, the services here. And Brother Albert's too, I believe, sometimes. And so it's really good to have brethren who are joining with us. Praise be to God. Well, we just pray that he will speak to us this morning as we come around his word. I had another sermon to preach, and I saw this and I thought, no, I should preach this because the scripture is really hit me, amazingly hit me. So I thought, well, let's speak about this today. Sister Paul are all down in Hawke's Bay today. May the Lord bless them and keep them. Brother Bill and Jan can't come down. He said, text me this morning. Of course, we miss all these brethren, but I said, well, may the Lord bless your service too. So we just pray that he'll be with us as we gather around his precious word. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
It's really good to be serving him in this late hour that we're living in. It's truly a late hour, but I have a confidence that his coming is very near. And he's going to move once more. And I want to be ready for that move. Who wants to be ready for the move of God?
Amen.
You know, brother and sister, not what I say, it's what he said he's going to do. He's going to send the latter rain and the former rain together. And the latter rain is that rain before the spring rain before the harvest, which is short but powerful. So may God be with us as we come round His precious word. So this morning, I want to preach. Hold on, let me have a look, see if I got it here. Oh, the program's shut me down. I'm going to have to preach straight from heaven. just one moment. Yeah. You've got to watch these computers. They update right in the middle of a sermon. Just cut down, shut you down. But we've got the Lord. And I wonder if we could turn to Psalm 90. We'll just stay for the reading of his words, only a couple of verses. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. What's that, Nico? What's that come to? 70? It's 20, it's 40, 60, and 10, 70. So that's what it means, 70. The days of our life are 70 years. So you've got a wee way to go. And if by reason of strength we get stronger, praise the Lord, they are 80 years. That's 80. And 80 years, and more than that even these days, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Hallelujah. Who's looking forward to flying away? Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us something we need to learn. Teach us to number our days, count them, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May God bless this word. And I wonder if we could just pray and ask Him to come and help us. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your precious word, for its life to our souls, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You'll speak to everybody here, Lord, and those joining with us. May they also count and number their days. We ask that You'd speak to us, knowing, Lord, that we're just visitors here on earth. We're not here forever. And Lord, I pray that we'll be prepared for that new city, the kingdom of God, where millions are waiting for us. Lord, I pray that You'll make this a reality to us. May it not just be all something out of the Bible, but may it become real to our hearts. I commit this word to You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Your glory. Amen. You may be seated. I was personally challenged by the scripture, as I said, and I'd like to share it with you today because I believe it's very important. And may the Holy Spirit make it a reality to us all. You know, brother and sister, I'll never forget something Brother Lee said. Oh, sorry for quoting you. But when he's singing a song, he said, the song will mean more to you if you really think of the words, what you're singing, and apply it to your life. And that's true. You can sing, life is wonderful, life is wonderful, yes, it's wonderful. This, is it wonderful? Why is it wonderful? So when you start applying the words to your own heart, it can be a real blessing. And we want this to be a reality to us all, this word we've just read. As we study from the Word of God this morning, the grave importance of this truth, we should ask God to make it live in our hearts. We need to consider this thought because it's been put in the Scriptures for you and I to read. And I believe it's a powerful word, actually. And I'm thinking about it every day. And the older you get, the more you'll think about it. Think about it. You will. Teach us to number our days. In other words, teach us to think about how much time have we got. This is really good because the Bible's instructs you to do it. Teach us to number our days. And it will cause us to go into action. I believe, while we have time. You know, sometimes we're doing something and we're busy and we've got to do something and somebody says to you, well, how much time have we got? Time. We've only got a half an hour. Then that accelerates what you're doing because time is running out and you need to get and do it. And so I've been thinking about this. Teach us to number our days. In the beginning of our reading, God laid out an allocation time for each one of us. And how long are we allowed to be on earth for? Nikau? How long have we got? 70, isn't it? 70 years. We worked that out. And then if we have strength, it's 80 years. Well, today, most people live over 80, so some go to 90. My father-in-law, he died at 98. And he's still going strong, actually. I think he just wanted to go home to be with his Lord. So we know that God has allocated us a time. So if we go over 70 years, and some people say it's grace from then onwards. But it's not that. It's what God has given to us, and we've all been given a time. But whatever the case, it soon comes to an end. We know that. And let's read in Job 14, verse 1. A man that is born of a woman is of few days, few, and full of trouble. Amen? Oh, I'm the only one having trouble around here. You believe that? Life is full of trouble. You just go one through one trouble, you get over it, it's really good. Next, bang, it's another one. Then you get over it, another one comes. That's just life. But we have a blessed hope in our Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God. He cometh forth like a flower, Job says, comes out, beautiful flower, and then is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. So he's talking about the brevity of days, Job, as we read in our first reading. It's short. We've been given time, but it's short. It goes really fast. It's a rather straightforward analysis of human life, isn't it, that Job 14 is a few days and full of trouble. That's in a nutshell. And people make out of some great, glorious thing that's going to go on forever. It's not. Our life is short. The older we get, the more real that becomes. The more real that scripture becomes, the older you get. As human beings, we are quick to number other things. Oh, we're quick to number our bank account. We're quick to number our budget. And other things, our property. But so few number their days. They give no consideration of how long they've got left. People talk about their business and that's all they talk about. They talk about their money and that's all they talk about. They count it all out every day as it were. But their days they never count. The Bible says teach us to number our days. Every day we live is one day less we have to serve the Lord. So we've used up a day yesterday, it's gone forever. We don't get a second shot at it. And there is also a phenomena I know which you all agree to. The older we get, the faster time goes. Who agrees? I remember meeting a man who used to teach me at school, bookkeeping. He used to be in the war. He's a bomber pilot, actually. And he said to me, I met him in the post office box. We're well gone now. And he said, "You're fine, Howard." He says, "Time will get faster and faster for you." Well, he's 100% correct there. Time goes so fast. So with all these things in mind, we need to redeem the opportunity of time. We've spoken about time. How much time do we have left? This may be your last day on earth. You don't know. I don't know. So we need to redeem today. Make good use of that day. A young person may say, "Oh, I have plenty of time, Brother Howard." But your time could be up by tomorrow. This is an unknown for all of us. Therefore, we need to be ready. When he comes, we must be ready. As Brother Lee was saying, he's coming. Coming to get us. So spiritual blindness is a terrible thing. So many people are living as if they'll be here forever. Their dreams, their wishes, their homes, what they're going to do. They count all that. Every day they're counting what they're going to do next. What can I do now? But they never count their days. Teach us to number our days. Listen to what David said here in Psalm 39, verse 4. "Lord, make me to know mine end and measure of my days." David's speaking about this now. What is it? What it is that I may know how frail I am. You know, I was just thinking today about the human body. You know, days you could get up and you could climb a mountain, run up a mountain and run back again. The next day, some ailment could strike you. It could be an infection. And, you know, we just go downhill so fast, it's unreal. Or we have an accident or hurt ourselves and we're feeling strong, then we feel weak because of the accident. How vulnerable the human body is. And we fail to realize that we're only one breath away from eternity. You know, and it's, you know, you can go at any moment and we need to be ready. May God help us all to understand these things by measuring our days. And David says in that Psalm 39:4, which I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, "Lord, make me to know my end and to appreciate the measure of my days. What it is. Let me know and realize how frail I am. How transient, that means very short, is my stay here." I always say that our life is just a whistle stop in eternity. That's it. You were there and you're gone. So we do not have a lot of time. God bless you, Brother Pessa. They do not understand that the days are numbered. We're just talking about numbering our days, Brother Pessa. Counting our time, how much time we have on earth. It's very short. David said, "Teach me to number my days." They put all their time into material things. Their house, their car, their businesses, which will all pass away. And if those things do not pass away, there's one thing sure, they will. They will pass away. All of us will. Listen to what Jesus said. We turn to Luke chapter 12. Verse 16. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this is what I'll do. I'll pull down my barns and I'll build greater. And there will be bestowed all my fruits and my goods. Something really funny happened in Holland once. I was preaching and I didn't put it all together at the time. But I got up and I read this scripture about pulling down my barns and putting up bigger ones. And this brother Obed Smith, who remembers brother Obed? He just built a $9 million glass house. Eh?
I saw it.
You saw it, yeah. So, you know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is this man, he had his mind was fixed. He wanted bigger barns and bigger storage places to put all his business. And Jesus goes on, and he built greater. And there he bestowed all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, he says, to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Got a big backing behind you, brother, sister. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, oh my. He had all these big ideas, but he never counted how long he'd be here for. The Lord said, tonight, you're going to be taken. And then he said, then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So Jesus calls these people, thou fool. Yes, we all know that mortality is subject to death at any time. We know that. We need to count those days. We need to count our days. Lord, what can I be doing for you now, Lord, while I'm able to do? Or am I just going to sit here until I die? I've been very exercised of this in recent times, much about it. And yet we live on earth as if we'll never die. But it's not true. There's great necessity for many of us to pray. Teach us to number our days, the Bible says. Teach us to count and see where we're at, what we're doing. That we may gain the heart of wisdom. We must know that our time is short. That our life will soon come to an end. Doesn't matter how long, much you've got left. It'll soon come to an end. It doesn't last long. And yet it seems we fail to know practically because we're not earnest as dying men ought to be. You know, we should be as earnest as a dying man because actually we're in a dying state. People say, oh, Brother Howard, don't talk like that. But it's absolutely the truth. We are. We're only temporary visitors to earth. Satan is not so foolish as we are. Did you know that? For he knows well that his time is short. And knowing this fact, Satan is activated into action. Satan is full of anger, for he knows not how to love. His evil nature is all on fire and his excitement terrible. He does not leave a stone unturned. You know that, brother and sister. He's working day and night on you. What for? To get as many souls he can to hell. He knows his time is short and he's working overtime. There's one time I heard somewhere, some preacher, don't know who it was, but it's good. He said, the devil knows that time is short. Right now, he's cancelled all the demons of hell. He's cancelled all their leave. Full on. That's why the world is so possessed with corruption and deceit, evil. It's unbelievable, brother and sister, what we're facing. But he's working overtime because his time is short. Knowing that time of our departure is at hand, we ought to be excited to flaming zeal and passionate love to see souls won for the kingdom of God at any cost. And I've been challenged about this, Brother Lee, that I've got to be willing to tell more people. I do talk to people, but not enough. It's so late in the day. We've got to tell people about their soul, their next door neighbor. When you collect in the mail, you can speak to them about the Lord. Just drop something in there. You don't have to go preaching at them, but you need to make them aware the time's running out. Yeah. 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 Hold on, Lee. Brothers and sisters on the ear might want to hear it.
Yeah, Brother Howard was talking about what he is, about being ready to meet the Lord. And I don't know whether Howard's aware of this, what I'm going to say, but Brother Mason might. When we were in the Baptist church years ago, there was a lay preacher, and I cannot recall his name. I think he was of English descent. Very nice chap. Loved the Lord. And he preached at the T. Harper Baptist Church quite often. He was a friend of my father's, and my dad invited him to preach, which he had done a number of times. And he was there preaching about the same thing that Howard's preaching now, the very same thing. And so we just took it, people, as it was. Good. He was a good preacher, that man. Can't think of his name. However, we finished church around about 12 o'clock and we all went home. And about 2:30, 3 o'clock, the phone rang at my father's home. And that's where we were lived at the time. And this man had died. The same man that was preaching about being ready, knowing the Lord, do something about it. Don't just take it like it's float over the top of your head. And you can go at any time. And he was dead. He wasn't sick. He just died. About 3 hours later. And boy, then people were starting to understand that what he was preaching was true. Lord bless you.
Brother Lee, I remember that testimony now that you said it. I can't remember the name of the man either. But he was really stressing the need to be ready. And that the Lord could come for you at any moment. And that afternoon he went to be with the Lord. As Brother Lee said, he wasn't sick, he just went. So we need to be ready. Teach us, Lord, to number our days. Very important. Thank you, Brother Lee. That was good input. Must put that in my notes. Very good. Praise be to God. So we see we should have a zeal for souls because we don't know when they'll be going. They'll be here today and gone tomorrow. So many times Christians live a spiritually dreamy. And I've been guilty of it many times. A dreamy spiritual life. As if we have 100 years ahead of us. But may the Lord help us and teach us to number our days. I want to read to you the parable of the talents. In light of all this, I think of the parable that Jesus gave in Matthew 15. Oh, sorry, 25:14. You're right. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, another one, to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. So God's not going to take you above what you're able to do. God's given you something that you can use. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that received 5 talents went and traded the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained 2, another 2. But he that had received 1, oh, this is terrible. He went and digged it in the earth and hid the Lord's money. What God gave him, he didn't use it. He buried it. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. So he that had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well, I want you to notice the remarks of the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 talents beside them. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Notice something. The man that had 5 and the man that had 2 talents got exactly the same compliment from the Lord. It wasn't how much he'd done, but he was faithful in that which he had. See that? It's not, I want to be Billy Graham. No, no. You just be who God has made you and be faithful in your calling. You might be a letterbox witnesser. You might be on a hilltop. Wherever you are, whatever God places you, you've got to be faithful in what the Lord's given you. And then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, Lord, no, just Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. What a thing to say to God. Reaping where thou hast not sowed, gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. I hope I never ever be guilty of that. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest had therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, that means interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given. Unto every one that hath shall be given. And he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's going to happen. The first two servants went to work. They brought and increased to the kingdom of God. At last, the last one Jesus called a slothful servant. May none of us fall into that category of being slack. Let us redeem the time that we have left. We must work while it is day. I believe time is running out for this world. Absolutely. Great darkness is closing in upon the sinful world. And as Jesus said in John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. I want to say, brother and sister, there's coming a time when you cannot serve the Lord. You've got to serve him now. You've got to count your days. You've got to make good. There's coming a time when you won't have energy or strength to do something for God. While you have energy and strength, use it for the Lord. Amen. It's a very sobering scripture in light of today. It is so late in the day, we should just tell people. No matter if they refuse it, tell them anyway. You're going to get used to it being refused. No matter who they are, our family, our neighbour, at the letterbox ministry. If you want our children brought to Christ, speak to them. For they will soon be without a father or mother. Then who will speak to them? What are you doing about it? If you want your brother converted, speak to him. For one day they will not have a sisterly love to avail for him. You ever think of that? I know my mother and father used to pray for us kids, my brothers and sisters. And they're gone now. They're not here to pray for them, so I pray for them. Somebody's going to pray. Somebody's going to be there. What are you doing? Are you numbering your days, or you just say, I'll always be here? No, you won't be. You see, all of our time is so limited, brother and sister. This is our only opportunity to serve the Lord right now. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. In other words, if you have an opportunity to speak to your family, to your children, to your wife, your husband, do it. This is it. This is the opportunity that you've got. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. In other words, you can't witness from the grave. You can't say anything then. That's why that man, that rich man, spoke to Abraham when he's down in torment. And he said, send somebody up to speak to my brothers and sisters to tell them. Somebody tell them that it's real. You've got to get right with God. And Abraham said, they've got the word of God. They've got the prophets. They won't believe what the word of God says. Neither will they believe, though one rise from the dead. Pretty sobering words, he said. So these things are so real. Real than we realize. What should we be doing right now? Listen to Jesus. As we just bring this to a close. Listen to what he says here. Luke 12:34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know what your treasure is? This is what your treasure is, brother, sister. Listen carefully. This is what you're always thinking about. That's your treasure. Not what you say you believe, not what you hear preached. No. It's what you're always thinking about. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, Jesus said. Let your loins be girded about. Your light's burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding. And when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make him sit down to meat, or come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would have come, he would have been watched, and not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. He's going to come. So we've got to count our days. Teach us to number our days. May the Lord help us to redeem the time and to number our days. I want to read this scripture. We know it well. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. He's not talking about somebody in bed. He's talking about somebody spiritually asleep. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming, it says in the Amplified, making the very most of the time by buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. That's what the Amplified says. It's very true. Redeeming the time is making the good use of your time here on earth. While you've got strength, while you've got a sound mind to speak to people about the Lord. Because God will hold you accountable one day. He's going to hold me accountable. When he gave us the opportunity, then we buried it. Teach us to count our days. Teach us to number our days, Lord. Because our life is short on earth. We've just found out it's short, very short. The Bible says so. We've been given 70 years, maybe 80 in a bit. And we've got to redeem the time, because the days are very evil. May the Lord help us all to number our days. Shall we just stand for prayer now? Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us to seriously number our days. Not be foolish and say, well, we've got a lot of time, many, many years to work for you. No, Lord. We may only have one day left. I pray not. But Lord, whatever it is, may we serve you with our hearts, with our whole being, Lord. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to every person here and those listening. Lord, that we'll count our days and realize that we don't have a long time here. We're just visitors to earth, and we'll be gone. But he'll ask each one of us, what did you do with your life? Did you use it for me, or did you use it for yourself? I pray, Lord, you'll bless each one here and help us to consider these things. Help us to number our days and to think well upon these things, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Here's a song that is very appropriate. Thank you, Brother Peter. Time's clock is striking the hour. Jesus will soon descend. The clock is turning. It's not going to stop. He'll come right on time. And you've got to be ready. Be ye therefore ready, for an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So let us sing this song.
Time's clock is striking the hour. Jesus will soon descend.
Free to come forward. We'll be willing to pray for you, whatever needs you have. May God touch you. And I'll ask Brother Lee to come and close in prayer.
Sighing forever as in
Amen. You know, it just occurred to me that people get invited to come out the front to take their need to the Lord or to be blessed or whatever they have before God. But for you folks on the radio world, CDs, whatever, you're not in the auditorium and you can't be because of distance and time. But what you can do is raise your hand wherever you are. And that you want to be part of where the blessing's falling, raise your hand as something that's not just in your head, and let the Lord bless you just to be a part of it. Shall we pray? Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm so grateful that when I hear the things of God and know it's true, confirmed by the Bible, the word that we quote as we have, I feel an excitement right deep in my heart. Why, Lord? Why is it because I'm part of it? You just make one that has given their heart to you to be a part of it. We don't all have to be standing in one auditorium. We can be wherever we are, wherever we are hearing it. Just be a part of it. And we thank you, Lord, because you are a part of us. Wherever we are, we might be on the top of a hill, we might be in a deep valley, we might be low in spirit, but if we just raise our hand or our attitude towards God, you will bless it. If we want to be blessed, we can be blessed. In our case here in this auditorium, we are blessed. And we know it's the Holy Spirit that does it. Bless the people that listen in wherever they are. Bless the service we have this afternoon. Undertake for all of those that will be here. Be with those that weren't able to be here today. We thank you, Lord, for our luncheon we're going to have. Bless the fellowship. Cause us to be blessed and to be a blessing. And all of those that listen to them, give them a double blessing this day. We ask it in Jesus' precious, wonderful and holy name. Amen.
I just want to say that there's no communion today, but next week we're going to have communion and foot washing. So if you'd like to make that known to people, I'll appreciate it. Thank you.
You are dismissed.